This is the third session in our overview about a theology of work and understanding our vocations. And today what I'd like to do is first of all have you think about how we prioritize and put some values onto our work by just kind of looking at some different occupations. And then looking at how in the first century Greek context they would have prioritized that, and look at how within that particular work context, what the Gospels or the Christian Church within the first century did in order to prioritize that and put some different twists on it, and how, if we get that far, how that's changed in our contemporary thinking about work, particularly, again, through philosophers like Adam Smith and Karl Marx and their notion of labor theory and the values of labor theory. Okay? I'm also going to push you very hard and fast to come up with these lists because I don't want you to think too much, right? No dawdling on this, no reflection. So for your first list, I would like you to prioritize in terms of necessity, in terms of right, what occupations are most necessary, do we really need? And in terms of your list, go from the most needed to the least needed. And these are the 13 categories: migrant worker, farmer, carpenter, poet, nurse, accountant, judge, salesperson, professor, secretary, assembly line worker, and truck driver. Prioritize in terms of necessity. I'll give you about 3 minutes to do that. For your second list, I'd like you to look at the same categories again, but now, this time, prioritize in terms of the amount of effort that is required. Which occupations do you think take the most effort? Put that as the first. To which occupation do you think takes the least effort? Put that at the bottom. So, greatest to least, most to least, amount of effort required. I don't know, just amount of effort required. You have to make that decision. I did miss one. Thank you. I want to put one more down here on the bottom. The last job, pastor. I'm sorry. And finally, I'd like you to look at the occupations here and prioritize your list in terms of which job is the most Christian to which job is the least Christian. Let's take about 10 minutes to see if as a group we can come to any consensus on some of these lists. And again, already by some of the questions, as you can guess, some of these are purposefully vague in terms of having you decide what specifically are the values we use to determine other value-laden words when related over against particular occupations or particular understandings of work. Okay. First of all, to prioritize in terms of necessity. I don't know, why don't we just have someone who's willing to read their list and then we'll have others see how it compares. Let's try it that way. Is anyone willing to just read their list? Okay. Just in terms of comparison, we'll kind of vote on this. Farmer, anyone else have farmer up there in the top position? Ooh, all the farmers around the world will be glad to hear that. How about poet? How many people had poet? Like 1, 2, 3, somewhere up there. Very, very high. Only 2 people. Where else did poet fall on your lists? Some had it. How many had poet somewhere around the middle? 1, 2 people only had poets in the middle. How many folks had poets either third, second, or last? Okay, so a lot of How many had poet between the middle and the bottom? Quite more. So basically, poets are down there. Okay, how about nurse? How many people had nurse in the third position? Okay, how about how many had it is either two or four? Okay, did anyone have nurse in a radically different position? Pretty much, or there in the middle. How about prof? How many have profs? Fourth. Ooh. How many had a prof higher, like in the third position or higher? How many had it one lower in the fifth? Okay. Any? How many had profs way down on the bottom? Okay, so at best the prof is here or going down. Pastor, how many had it in this position or thereabouts, relative next to this, in this area? Okay, how many had pastor higher, like first or second? Bless you, my children. How many had pastor way down on the bottom? Okay, so there's few put him higher or her higher, few put pastors lower, but the majority kind of thinks, yeah, somewhere in the middle. How about judge in this three, in the sixth position? Judge, how many had judge, let's just say, about in the middle, sixth position? Any have judges higher than this? How high?
Fourth.
Higher than four?
Third.
Okay, how about lower? Did anyone have judges like way down on the bottom?
About seventh.
Okay, this is sixth, seventh is pretty close. Did anyone have them like 12 or 13? Couple. So we had few high, few low, but most again say judge in the middle. What about carpenter?
What is this? Position number?
This would be position number seven.
So if it's like give or take one, do we raise our hand?
Yeah, let's just say right there in the middle. Anyone have the carpenter right there in the middle somewhere? Six, seven, eight on your list. How many had the carpenter higher? In what positions?
Five.
Four.
Three.
Okay, so many feel a carpenter should be about up here. Did anyone have carpenters lower than, let's say, the eighth position? Okay, so many think the carpenter should be higher. What about the truck driver? About here, how many had it in about this position?
Seven.
Okay, seven of you. How many had the truck driver higher? A lot higher? What numbers?
Four.
Three.
Okay, did anyone have truck driver lower? One lower. So again, the majority seems to say we ought to go up with that person. Secretary, how many had it in about this position?
What position are we now?
Oh, we're at 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. 9, 8, 9, 10 in there. How many had a secretary higher than 7? How many had it lower than 10? What position? 11, 13. 12, so secretaries are there or going down. Migrant worker, position 9. No, position 10. How many had the migrant worker in about the 10th position? 1. How many had it higher? Okay, a lot. What positions?
2.
Right after farming.
How many people had it in 2?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Better note that. Migrant worker. 7 people said it 2. There was a couple that said 4 and 7, so even the general trend is up. Did anyone have the migrant worker lower than this? 2 people, and in what positions?
The very bottom.
The very bottom.
8.
8. Okay. So one handed at the bottom. What about the salesperson? This is position 11. How many had it in 10, 11, or 12 for sales? Pretty much. Anyone have a salesperson higher?
Six.
Six. Anyone have salesperson at the very bottom? Okay. So the trend is about here or maybe even a little down. The assembly line worker is number 12. How many had it as 11, 12, or 13? Let's say the last three on your list for assembly line worker. Three, four of you did. How many had assembly line worker a lot higher? Okay, in what position?
Three.
Three. How many had it around three or four in that number? Not that high. Six or seven?
Eight.
Eight. Okay, so a lot of folks want to put the assembly line worker into the middle. What about the accountant? How many had the accountant last? One, two, three, four, five. Okay, how many put the accountant in toward the middle? Like six, seven, eight. How many had the accountant higher than that?
Nine.
That's what I have, nine.
So some folks are saying the accountant should go up kind of toward the middle too. All right, when you tried to prioritize, it seems that the positions that vary widely are between poets, and it seems the trend for the poet is should be lower, and also trends for particularly the carpenter and certainly the migrant worker are higher. Now, if we look at just those two occupations, poet and migrant worker, in terms of saying prioritizing them with regard to necessity, what goes through your minds when you're trying to figure out, are poets more necessary than migrant workers, or are migrant workers more necessary than poets? How do you make that decision?
Just think it means, when I think of necessary, I think of survival. Would our species, you know, survive without poets? I think they might. Whereas, you know, we need food to survive, so that's why I place the migrant worker at a high priority.
Okay, so when you talk about necessity, you want to talk about survival, and for you, you know, just in terms of that, you say one thing that's pretty important is food. We have to have food to survive. I would assume that's why the farmer, by and large, is number one. Think if we're going to live, we've got to eat. So, right there. All right. Any other?
Well, I didn't have time to go over it and look at it carefully, but the first thing that came to mind was that Maslow's hierarchy of needs sort of thing. Although I put poet higher consciously because I realize it's a very poor world without some beauty.
Okay, so at least in terms of a differing understanding of what necessity might be, there is a notion of some beauty is necessary for. Go ahead, anyone else here? That's Jerry.
Of all the occupations that you've listed there, the only one that seems to me to be potentially prophetic is the poet. And I think a society does badly without some prophetic voice. And so I put the poet up fairly high.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean precisely by prophetic, but I had a poet high on my list because I think they play a really important role in keeping a critique happening in the society, which mm-hmm. I think is very important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of why I would put the poet high when it comes to like freedom, those types of issues. But for necessity, I was thinking more survival. Whereas freedom, he was way up there.
But freedom is certainly not necessary for our survival.
Well, that's a good question.
That's a good question. That's right. I only ask good questions. Go to Kathy.
When I was listening to these, I think that I tend to go towards an emotional and sensitive than rational. Even though you said necessary, I didn't lean more towards necessity.
Okay, so you think that by and large, when people do talk about things that are necessary, that necessity involves in the whole process rationality. That's part of what necessity is all about, rationality.
Part of this idea of necessity too is like, which of these jobs can I do on my own if I had to? But though I value pastors, it didn't come particularly high on my list because there are many people gifted with pastoral gifts. So that the occupation pastor doesn't necessarily have to be so high.
Okay, so there's a quality there of on my own, which I think in some respects is linked up with survival in terms of what would I have to do if I had to survive on my own. Okay. Anyone else about this?
Jacob, can I just ask why migrant workers so high on the list? That was really, really popular, and it seems to me that migrant worker is sort of a symbol of exploitation happening to perpetuate unnecessarily high standard of living at the cost of people who need to subsist, not survive. Maybe you have a different concept of migrant worker.
I changed my rationale as I went along on this one a little bit, but I started out thinking farmer, and then I thought, okay, what's under our current system at least, what's necessary for the farming, for the food to get to me? Yeah. You know, I didn't think about myself going out to pick the food, which I could, which that's reason why on my own is a good additional point. But I was thinking farmer, migrant worker is necessary to bring it to the market, truck driver, assembly line worker is necessary to get the trucks built. So all of that was part of a pyramid that was the food pyramid. Then I got to the next pyramid, which involved health. Then the next, which was administration and justice. Then the next one, which was some of the support services and educational issues. So that was just a series.
That makes a little more understanding.
Anyone else in terms of, particularly if you put migrant worker high on the list, why? All right, let's try with the amount of effort required. And there, perhaps, to just ask a general question in terms of, did your list drastically change between A and B when you were asked to prioritize in terms of the amount of effort required? Was that a radically different list, or was it basically the same?
Mine was much the same.
Much the same?
Similar.
For how many was it similar? Let's just ask that. Okay, and for how many was it quite different? More had similar than different. Let's talk about the different folks. Let one of you whose list was basically different in terms of the amount of effort required, would you be willing to read your list, please? Over here, so.
Okay.
Your name, please?
Don.
Don, would you just go through it?
Judge.
Please? Okay. And what was your rationale? What were your values in terms of this notion of amount of effort required?
Time, responsibility. Have to be a self-starting person in order to do a certain job.
Can I say self-motivated?
Self-motivation.
Okay.
Did I say responsibility? I did say
yeah. Time, responsibility, self-motivated. For those of you whose lists, again, were different than the first list, were they at all similar to this list?
Mine was.
Okay.
Yeah.
You copy.
Except that I had the poet as last, and I am just not a poet fan, so that's my...
Okay, so we'll put the poet down. Jerry, I think you had your hand up. That it was.
My list is significantly different, in that I was unable to arrive at a interpretation that I thought allowed me to make a list. So I got nurses at the top, but beyond that, I didn't get anything filled in.
Okay,
so it's significantly different.
How? Why? Why was this term, amount of effort required, hard for you to make a list?
Because it struck me as being so overwhelmingly ambiguous.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, in terms of, do we mean physical effort, mental effort, all that stuff, right? Okay. For those of you who kept it basically the same, what values did you use? Or did you use notions of time, responsibility, that you're self-motivated, or were you back again with notions of survival, what I can do on my own? Or did you have different values?
More hours in the day. How many hours in the day would that person spend at their work? Or hours in the week or whatever.
Okay, so time became a factor in terms of just simply longevity.
I use the criteria that the jobs that were least self-beneficial took more effort. For instance, poet, nurse, pastor, rector, ones that benefited the worker the most in terms of income, in ratio of time put in, such as accountant, maybe salesperson, took the least.
Okay. On that list, where did you put the migrant worker?
Right near the top.
Right near the top, because they too put in a lot of effort and they don't get many of the benefits. So that was your scale.
I started with just purely what I consider to be physical effort, just logs that people had to put in. And then I moved from physical effort to sort of mental effort, stress levels.
Who's down on the bottom for your list?
Truck driver.
The truck driver.
Salesperson, truck driver, I had at the bottom.
Okay, let's try the third question about what promotes freedom. And there to ask the question, if this list, your first list, was a notion in terms of necessity, was your third list in terms of freedom, just flipping list number three upside down, the inverse. So that, for example, if the accountant was the least necessary, the accountant would be the most free, or the farmer is the most necessary, so therefore the farmer is the least free. How many had that kind of... Basically, as you look at your list, was it that kind of flip-flop?
No. To some degree.
To some degree.
Not necessarily.
Not at all.
Was this supposed to be freedom promotes freedom for the society or for the person doing the work?
Yeah, purposefully ambiguous there. One could say, indeed, in the best of all possible worlds, it should do both at the same time. And we'll talk about that a little later. All right, who's willing to volunteer their list here? Go ahead, please.
Poet.
Okay.
Professor. Pastor. Judge. Farmer. Carpenter. Nurse, truck driver, assembly line worker, accountant, secretary, salesperson.
Mine's close too.
Close to that. For most of you, is this a close list? Anyone have a very different list from this? Let's say particularly, we see here again, poet, prof, pastor, judge. You've been talking about this group of people in very similar categories and ways, for example. So the kind of question, have most of you on your list put these four kind of, they come to the top of the list again?
I've got a pastor down here.
You've got the pastor down on the bottom.
Why is that?
Okay, how many have the pastor lower? One, two, way low again? Okay, so we're at least going to say that there's a minority report of two that say we shouldn't give the pastor that much.
Well, actually, I had my benefit of doubt because I thought of different pastors. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other thing, right? In terms of, note how you judge these occupations often in terms of the people you know.
Khomeini is clergy.
Clergy.
I think pastor definitely has one of the most potentials to be at the top and one of the most potentials to be at the bottom.
When I made my list, yeah. I decided ideal, going with ideal pastors, ideal poets, etc.
Yeah, that makes sense. Being a pastor is a 24-hour job, and the pay isn't that great.
That's for sure. Okay.
And you're also, I think, as a pastor, you're in a very strange position because you're, in a way, you're the boss, but in a way, you're the employee too, and you don't have the benefits of either.
When you're looking at freedom, then you are looking at freedom for the person, right?
It's the definition of freedom, then, that is what the pastor so low on the list.
Yeah, it's the definition of
freedom. But see, I think the self-pastor is being one who could implement.
Implement, yeah,
okay.
Societal.
On this list, and maybe I missed it, where did you put the migrant worker?
Oh, I put in between nurse and truck driver. But that was, I'd forgotten him and I couldn't.
Okay, so let's just put the migrant worker in there.
I put the migrant worker right ahead of the pastor.
Okay, for how many, let's just look at this occupation. For how many was migrant worker close to the bottom of the list? Quite a few. All right, so that kind of notion. But what about these occupations? Truck driver, assembly line worker, accountant, secretary, salesperson. Were they, for most of you, let's say, in the bottom third of the list?
Mm-hmm. Truck driver wasn't.
Truck driver wasn't.
More than middle.
How many had truck driver up higher?
Middle.
Or middle, high to middle. Okay, so truck driver might go up a little more. Notion of farmer, carpenter, nurse, they were kind of in the middle for most of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did this again as to how it would promote my own freedom as opposed to society's freedom. So then my list is quite different.
Yeah, it's personal freedom.
Okay, so there's this notion that one has to decide on individual over against societal freedom. What do we mean by that? How do you make that decision? Or what do you see the difference between personal, individual, and societal freedom?
Well, it was when I chose to do it this way, I looked at it as to who frees me to have an easier life, and I went
out. Okay. So there, at least, your understanding of freedom means to be free is to have an easier life. What else do you think about when you hear the word freedom? What does freedom mean for you as you set forth this list?
Well, what I sort of had in mind is that, to a certain extent, the more individuals curb their own personal freedom, sort of in proportion, the greater the freedom of the society grows.
Okay, but what is meant by that kind of freedom?
Well, freedom from responsibility, freedom from self-serving, and the more those type of personal freedoms are curbed, the more the society would benefit.
So to be free is to be less responsible.
Well, no.
Freedom from less responsibility.
Yeah.
Freedom from less responsibility. So to be free then is to be more responsible?
Yes.
Okay.
For the society.
Okay. More responsible for all. Okay. What else are the values of freedom?
I was thinking things that are people that have the opportunity to bring about societal justice. And so I was thinking of people like assembly line workers and the migrant farm workers who had, you know, worked in unison to bring about like unions and get more freedom for their own people and so forth. So I rated those folks higher.
Okay, so there was freedom in terms of...
power to bring about societal justice.
Bring change and justice. Where did you put the judge?
He was fourth.
Fourth, so pretty high in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking of both a just society and also human rights. Mm-hmm. And human dignity and human rights.
I'm sorry, can I ask you a few questions? Did you say you had people like assembly line workers near the top?
Well, I had them a little bit higher because I was thinking of how they have been instruments in bringing about freedom for their own people, like forming unions. They were oppressed, but then they got together and were able to make unions and be able to bring more just to their peoples.
So, in fact, they've brought about more freedom through making their jobs less what they are.
I'm just thinking, those people, you know, the question was, these people can promote, I'm thinking these people can promote freedom. Okay. Assembly line workers have the capability to promote freedom through their unions and so forth.
What I was looking at in terms of the value of freedom was options. What the options are for the individual and for society as a result of his work. If his work increases society's and his own options, then it promotes freedom. If it decreases his or society's option, then it restricts.
You have
freedom.
Options or choices. Okay. The fourth list here, prioritize in terms of most to the least Christian. What's your list look like there? Did it parallel any of these lists? Was Christian at all equated with necessity, effort required, freedom?
Blank. Really scrambled.
Blank, scramble, impossible.
I didn't feel that you could prioritize it because none of those jobs are, one isn't more Christian than the other in a way because it's the individual that brings the Christianity to the position, his own philosophy.
So
of this list of jobs, there are some jobs that are certainly non-Christian.
Okay, like?
Well.
To be bold, what would be a non-Christian job?
Murderer.
A hitman for the mafia.
Murderer, hitman for the mafia.
General in the army.
General in the army.
But I felt it depends on the individual's own philosophy as to whether it's a Christian job or not.
Truck.
Okay.
I just looked at what promoted service, you know, and serving others was one of the essence of a Christian occupation, or it might be one way of looking at it, and looked at service occupations in that regard.
Okay.
So put nurse and pastor at the top. Migrant worker was up there, too.
Okay, so maybe one value
to self-denying and other serving.
Might be service. Any other comments for that, Dan?
Part of being Christian is to obey your teacher, so I made a list.
I also put down what? Ability to
him. Go ahead.
But I had it in terms of the service to the whole society.
Okay. So that if anyone up here tries to make a list of interesting how it's put it in terms of service.
It's supposed to be moving to an age more
service. Okay. To go from that to first century notions and values of work. And here I have a little chart. Pass that around, please. While that's going around, I'll show you what the correct answer would be for the Greeks. Or if you were taking this test during the time of Jesus. What, in terms of the way a first century Greek person would answer those questions, the most necessary, and for them, necessity was always tied to, as you can see here on the list, under activities like labor what is needed for survival and particularly food. Well, you need migrant workers, or in their case, right, you need the slaves. You need somebody to work the land. You also need the farmers, either the independent landowners or folks who have land. You need nurses, and here again, particularly in terms of midwives. You need somebody who's going to help give birth to continue the species. Secretary, assembly line worker, truck drivers, carpenters, salespersons, accountants kind of fall within a middle category. Of these are people who have some kind of skills that by and large can promote some of these things. As you were talking, well, you know, we need a truck driver to take goods. You know, you need some people, folks to carry things to work, help in manufacturing of things, keeping accounts. And then here we get now to the area, here are, if you will, the thinkers. Now the poet isn't as high on the list because you see the poet does not just think, but the poet here within the Greek understanding is also like a musician, a bard, an entertainer kind of thing. So they think, but as well, because of their entertaining and all that skill, they're not as high into this effort of thought and freedom. A judge thinks about laws and politics, that's better. Pastors, if you will, again, people who think more are there. And the prof, and I'm going to probably do a great disservice in many respects, think about the prof as the philosopher. Right? In other words, that person's job is to be thinking. And thinking is the most noble deed and activity within the, right, if you will, who are the Greek professors? Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, right? I'm making that kind of equation. The Greeks, within their nice philosophical system, to say, if you want to prioritize in terms of freedom, you just flip-flop the list, because the professor should be the most free, the migrant worker or the slave is the least free. They're bound to the land, they're bound to the necessity of production. The prof or the true philosopher should be bound by nothing, but totally free. Again, in terms of effort, here they would simply make the distinction, well, if you want to make the scale by physical effort is always bound to necessity. You know, hard work, hard labor kind of stuff. It would be this scale. If you want to say mental effort, which again, because that promotes freedom and is freeing, is the more important thing to do, then you would start with the scale here and work it back this way. But you see, for within the Greek system, it makes a difference. I mean, it's, if you will, the same list, and you either go from top to bottom or bottom to top, because it's the notions of necessity and freedom that make the difference. And you can see now, if you've been with us for some of the biblical stuff with regard to the Sermon on the Mount or other sayings of Jesus, for example, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Right? Note, labor, heavy laden. What area are you bound up in? You're up here. Right? All you, if you will, all you slaves, all you land workers, all of you who seem to be bound and tied up with notions of necessity and how am I going to survive and how am I going to make it, Jesus says, come to me and I'll give you rest. I will free you from, right, those anxieties of survival and so on and so forth. The other interesting thing on this scale, for example, is that the parables of Jesus, most of Jesus' parables have as their narrative context work. Think about that, right? Sower and the seed, the shepherd, right, who goes after the lost sheep, the housewife seeking the lost coin,
fishers and men.
And note, by and large, where are most of these people on the scale? Again, they're all in here. One may say down here, if you talk about the unjust steward and so on and so forth, there's one parable about a judge. But by and large, Jesus' parables talking about work in the work context are always down here, or up here, on this part of the scale. Because, again, associated with this is the notion of necessity, of being bound to do these things, of survival, and of the difficulty that, again, besieges people. We said theologically, because of sin or whatnot, this notion of anxiety and the anxiety to survive. And Jesus is always addressing that question with regard to work and saying this survival anxiety is, again, what stops freedom. But the Christian twist on all of this now is saying what? Whereas the Greeks to say to escape necessity, to get to freedom, you need to be the free-thinking kind of person. You need to be Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. The alternative that Jesus brings to this is saying, no, the one who escapes necessity, the one who is free from anxiety, is the one whose life is bound up, right? Ironically speaking, but he speaks that way, the one whose life is bound up in service. The Christian value and ethic says that service to the other is most freeing. Over against this kind of understanding, which by and large says, and we hinted at that in some of our scales, that in order for someone to be free here, for example, down here in this category as well for the Greeks, this is where you are going to find the free citizen. But what enables the citizen of Athens, for example, to be free? Well, they have all these slaves working back home so that they are not bound by necessity. Right? And therefore, the free one is the one who can be the citizen. So we have a very different way of looking at things in terms of values with regard to freedom. Both the Greeks and the Christians, if you will, are saying the problem is that people are so bound up with the necessity of life, with that understanding of survival, that it leads to anxiety, and this anxiety leads to all sorts of aberrations and abominations against others and against creation. Now, what's the alternative to that? Right. One was basically saying through further domination and control, at least we can get some of us out of that rut. The Christian is saying through service, we can get all of us out of that rut.